Reader friends, we want to conclude the series we've been discussing, The Mysterious Ways of the God of Wonders. The Mysterious Ways of the God of Wonders. And last time we took our thoughts from the book of Esther, chapter 6, the incident that happened in the life of Mordecai and Haman, where Haman, who hated Mordecai because he refused to bow down to him like every other person did, but the hatred was so much that he did not want to destroy Mordecai alone, but he wanted to destroy the whole Jewish race in the Persian Empire. Persia is modern-day Iran. And we read from chapter 6, but in the interest of time, I will read just a few verses. From verse 1, that night the king could not sleep. So one was commanded to bring the book of the records of the chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs, the doorkeepers who had sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus. And the king asked what had been done for him, and they said nothing. That night, the king made up his mind to do something for him. But incidentally, Haman had already arrived at the palace. And verse 4, so the king said, "Who is in the court?" Now Haman had just entered the outer court of the king's palace to suggest that the king hang Mordecai on the gallows that he, Haman, had prepared for him. And then the king asked Haman, "What do you think should be done for somebody who had done something noble for the king?" And he thought it was himself. And he padded it and padded it and padded it and said all kinds of lofty things that should be done for the person. To cut a long story short, in verse 10, then the king said to Haman, "Hurry, take the robe and the horse as you have suggested, and go and do so for Mordecai, the Jew who sits within the king's gate. Leave nothing undone of all that you have spoken." Leave nothing undone of all you have spoken. So we see then that the mysterious ways of God start when we think that God is silent. Last time we observed that God watches silently as some men and women are busy planning evil. That God times his intervention perfectly at the nick of time to counter the plans of evil men and women, and that God acts decisively without double-mindedness. We saw that God was watching silently as Haman was planning the destruction of the Jewish race. It looked like God was not doing anything, but he was active behind the scenes. Because at the proper time, God intervened. And that was the second point. God times his intervention perfectly at the nick of time. God is never late. He's on time. Radio friend, exercise patience. God is always on time. Notice that Mordecai did this good to the king, saved the life of the king from those who planned to assassinate him. And nothing was done to him, done for him. No thank you. But what he did was recorded. And in his file, what he did for the king was there. But the file, as it were, got lost, as files get lost mysteriously in our society. But in his own case, it's not that anybody threw away the file looking for a bribe, but the file was gathering dust. But at the right time, God induced insomnia to the king. And the king could not sleep. And he called for the records. This is because God sees your future as though it were the present, radio friend. He saw Haman's plans before even Haman conceived them, years back. And God was reserving the reward for Mordecai for the right time. At the right time, the king asked for the record books from the royal archives. And there it was revealed that Mordecai did such a noble service for the king. And the king said, I'm going to reward him. Radio friend, God will never forget you and your noble services for his kingdom. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, the Lord God says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, it says, for God is not unjust. Hebrews 6:10, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Those who serve God in sincerity and in truth, those who serve him because they know Jesus Christ as Savior, God will never forget you. If you have not received your reward yet, wait. If you do not receive your word, your earthly reward here and now, God may be reserving them for your children and your children's children. You need to say amen to that. The promises that God made to Abraham, he did not receive much of that, but his descendants received them. Up till today, his descendants are still the favorite of God. Your blessings may be found in delayed gratification. Let me repeat that. Your blessing and your blessings may be hidden in delayed gratification. When God delays your reward or your blessing, he may be waiting for the right or auspicious time to give it to you. His apparent delay is never a denial. I am speaking from experience. God transcends circumstance and cannot be hindered by any circumstance. Nebuchadnezzar, after God disciplined him, made this confession about God in Daniel chapter 4, verse 35. Daniel 4:35. It says, all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing in the eyes of God. He does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. No one can restrain his hand or say to him, what have you done? No one can restrain God, and he has no recourse to anyone either. That is why he is God. The last point I want to make as we explore the mysterious ways of the God of wonders, as recorded in the book of Esther chapter 6, God acts decisively with no equivocation, with no double-mindedness, to turn the bitter bud into sweet flower and the thorns into roses. Recall the hymn, God moves in a mysterious way to perform his wonders. He plants his footsteps in the sea and writes upon the storm. Judge not the Lord by your feeble sense, but trust him for his grace. For behind a frowning providence, he hides a smiling face. His purposes will ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Romans 8, verse 28. God acts decisively with no equivocation to turn defeat into victory. Defeat was staring the Jews in the face, for the decree had been signed and dated to set when they will be all annihilated. But God turned their defeat into victory. So much so that we read in Esther 8, verses 16 and 17. This is interesting. The Jews had light and gladness, joy and honor, and every province, and in every province and city, wherever the king's command had and decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a holiday. Then many of the people of the land became Jews because the fear of the Jews fell upon them. What a victory! What a victory! It was a decisive victory. And so it will be for us against those who hate the gospel and hate Christianity. So it will be in the name of Jesus, the God who performs wonders in mysterious ways. Father, may your wonders, which you do in your mysterious ways, be our experience, the experience of those who love you, who seek your face, including my friends in Radio Land, and those who would give their lives to you, dear Lord. Reveal your wonders to them, that your name and your name alone might be glorified. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen.